We extend God's richest blessings to you from the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Do some of the stories that you learned way back in Sunday school have an influence on your life today? We're going to talk about that in the sermon. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the power of your word. We thank you that many of us had an opportunity to grow up in Christian homes and went to churches where those stories were told again and again. God, we realize that often, when the going is rough, here comes the message from one of these great stories. Help us, O God, today as we investigate once more one of those stories where Jesus told the people, "Go and be fishers of men." Then may we examine ourselves and ask that question, does that story affect us where we are? Hear our prayer that we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the fifth chapter of St. Luke's Gospel, beginning with verse 1. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats. They were left there by the fishermen, who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon Peter answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night, and we haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on the shore, left everything, and followed him. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Friends in Christ, in my opinion, one of the most gifted entertainers today is Garrison Keillor and his Prairie Home Companion show. This man has a great talent to draw verbal pictures of life in a place called Lake Wobegon. Supposedly, it's a fictitious Norwegian community in Minnesota where, according to Keillor, all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average. Garrison Keillor, in his presentation of this community, describes life in Lake Wobegon in such a way that the characters really live. You can actually see them going about doing their daily tasks with all of their joys and frustrations. It's a rather simple life, but oh, it is so wholesome. While these stories make you double over with laughter, they are far more than fairy tales. These are stories of real people and their lifestyle. Those of us who have come from similar backgrounds enjoy the humor, but acknowledge the truth that is being presented. On a vacation in northern Minnesota some years ago, I actually found myself looking around for this community and wondered if Pastor Inkvest, one of the town characters, was still living. Garrison Keillor has a real talent. Today in our text, we meet another great storyteller. He had great talent. His name was Luke, and he was inspired by the Holy Spirit when he wrote down some of the great biblical truths, which are far more than stories. They are stories, but they have an important part in our Christian faith. I relived this story some years ago as I stood on the shore of Lake Gennesaret and recalled the day when Jesus sat in a boat teaching the crowds who had gathered. It was also the day when Jesus called Peter and Andrew to leave their fishing nets and to become his disciples. This is a story I was taught 70 years ago by my Sunday school teacher back in Westbrook, Maine. Her name was Mary Thompson. I'll never forget her. This woman, like Garris and Keillor, could make these Bible stories come alive. She would say, "Today Jesus is calling all of us to be fishers of men." And she'd go on and tell that story. Mary emphasized, "Some of you might become pastors and preach this great biblical truth from a pulpit. Others of you will remain right here in our hometown and work in a paper mill or in some other good occupation. But there we will all have an opportunity to tell the story to our friends, the story about Jesus and what he has done for all of us and how we are to tell it to other people. It matters not where you tell the story of Jesus. It only matters that you tell it." And then Mary Thompson taught us this little chorus, and I find myself singing it today at nearly 80 years of age. And this is the way it goes. "I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men if you'll follow me. If you'll follow me, if you'll follow me. I will make you fishers of men if you'll follow me." Now think of it, friend. This gifted woman taught this lesson to her Sunday school class, and it lives not only in my head, but in my heart today. That shows how important it is to have good Sunday school teachers. They impart truths that we carry with us for the rest of our day. So let's take a look at this story. Jesus stood by the Lake of Gennesaret. Sometimes this is called the Sea of Galilee. And he was teaching the people. Well, in order to hear, because there was no PA system around, they crowded close to him until Jesus was uncomfortable. He then got into a boat that happened to belong to Peter. And then he said, "Would you push out just a little bit into the water," so that he could be free from the crowd that was rushing in upon him. And there he taught them. But when he had finished speaking, Jesus said to Simon, "Okay, Simon, why don't you push out into the deep and let down your nets, and you will catch a lot of fish." Now, Simon was a great fisherman. And he replied, "Master, we have been fishing all night, and we didn't catch anything." Those of us who are professional fishermen know that you don't catch fish at this time of the day, nor do you catch fish in deep water. But because you have told us to do it, we will be obedient. Now, can't you see that crowd? Most of them knew the basic rules of fishing, and this simply did not make sense. Probably someone in the crowd said, "Jesus is a master teacher, but it is obvious he knows nothing about fishing." Another could have argued and said, "Don't be too sure. I'm sticking around to see what happens." This person called Jesus is different. Well, when Peter and his brother Andrew did what the Lord told him to do, They caught fish. I mean, they caught fish. So many fish that their nets broke, and they had to ask other fishermen, probably James and John, their partners, to come and assist them. The crowd went wild. They had actually seen Jesus perform a miracle before their very eyes. Now, all of this was too much for Peter. So when he got on shore, he stood in the presence of Jesus, and then he fell on his knees, and he said, "Lord, go away from me. I'm a sinful man. I don't belong in your presence." But then came the punchline when Jesus said, "Peter, don't be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." And then the Bible says, they pulled their boats up on the shore, left everything, and followed him. I think we can say that they had had much more contact with Jesus than just that one time, and so they had given this a lot of thought. What should we do if he would invite us to follow him? And they were ready to go. Yeah, it's a great story, but it is more than a story. It carries with it an important lesson for us who trust Christ as Savior and desire to follow him as Lord. For the fact is, Christ calls us to be fishers of men. This then leads us to a couple of questions that I would like to explore with you for the remaining part of our sermon. Where are the fish today? Where are those fish that we are supposed to catch? And who are the fishermen and women? The fish in our text symbolize the millions of people in our world who do not know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And there is an abundance of them. Many live in the world where they had never heard of Jesus. Hearing Jesus' command to go and tell the gospel of the Church of Jesus Christ, I think, has been fairly obedient. And we have sent thousands of people to proclaim the gospel in such a continent as Africa. The results are that some of the strongest parts of the Christian world today are in Africa. And they are sending missionaries to the United States to remind us of the power of the gospel. And during these last years, we have become better acquainted with the Mideast, where the name of Jesus is not known. Though the doors are often shut to the gospel of Christ in these Muslim-dominated countries, our missionaries continue to labor there, often in great danger. I am amazed at our young people. Our young people have a renewed interest in world mission. And some denominations and parachurch groups are sending out hundreds of people to these wide open fields to bear witness to Christ, both in word and in deed. I was talking the other day to a lady who works in the pharmacy where I go to get some medication occasionally. And she was telling me that in just a few days, she and her husband were going to go to some remote part of the world for a month. Only a month, that's right. But there they were going to have the opportunity to talk to the people there about Christ. Our own daughter and her husband and two children have just come back from Peru, whereas medical doctors, the father and the mother, ministered to the needs of these children as pediatricians, while the two children worked educating and helping the young people there with their English language. Kind of interesting. There is a real renewal as far as world missions are concerned. This is right in direct proportion to what the Lord Jesus Christ said. Pretty soon, you're going to go and catch people. And they will be in all parts of the world. The internet ministries give us another opportunity to proclaim the good news of Christ. A few years ago on this little radio program, I never thought we would get very far into the world. But today, because of the Internet Ministry of Christian Crusaders, it not only has its 30-some radio stations, but it is heard around many parts of the world. And regularly, we're hearing from people from Africa and all over this world of ours. Go and tell the story of Jesus Christ. God has opened up the door, and it is our responsibility to go and tell the good news. But while we talk about going to far parts of the world, we also know that it is very important for us to be right here at home. God knows that there is tremendous things to be done right here. And you ask the question, where are the fish? I'll tell you where some of the fish are. Some of them are in our prisons. Many hundreds of people there, incarcerated for some terrible crimes. And Jesus said, go out there and let down the nets in those prisons and see what will happen. And I'm thankful to God that the church today, through prison fellowship, under the leadership of its founder, Chuck Colson, who also spent his time in prison, has had a rich ministry among these people. And not long ago, a man greeted me following a service where I had preached and told me that he had become a Christian while in prison through prison fellowship. The exciting thing is that this spiritual fishing is good right in our own everyday society. Unbelievers are all around us, in our schools, at work, at play, in our socializing. They're found in some rather high places, too. Maybe we don't like to hear about this, but while we're looking around wondering where they are, I can't help but believe that many of these unbelievers are found in government. There is evidence that many of our leaders have no relationship with Jesus Christ at all. The decisions of our judges in some cases, not all, but in some cases, and our legislators reveal their defiance of Christian teaching. If that were not so, abortion would still be illegal, and the blessing of same-sex marriages would receive no consideration. But there we are. What shall we do? Jesus gives a very simple answer. Use every opportunity you have to let them know that God's word is still supreme. People, the unbelievers are found also in our churches. And sad to say, some stand in pulpits where once they might have had good intentions, but now they begin to discard this part of the law of the word of God and that part of the word of God until they've lost the great truth of the word. Others are found in the pews and go right along with it. There is much that needs to be done within the walls of some of our most beautiful and prestigious churches in this land. Let us not kid ourselves. Not all that is proclaimed on Sunday morning has the blessing of Almighty God. Tell the story. There are many who are anxious to hear, and some of them are walking right around you today. And even though you don't have the ability of St. Luke, Garrison Keillor, of Mary Thompson, you tell the story and let the Holy Spirit do the rest. Amen. Father in heaven, we pray that where that glorious story of Jesus and his love has been told today, it may bear fruit. We pray that boys and girls who have heard it in their Sunday schools will never forget it, but that the great truths that come forth from these stories may mold and guide them no matter where they go in life. And for those, O God, who have never heard the story, we pray that those of us who have heard it may be the storytellers this week, and we may hear Jesus whispering into our ears, "Go and be fishers of people." In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. It is our prayer that today's gospel message has brought you comfort and peace for the week ahead. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit radio ministry supported by gifts from our listeners. Many of you have become a broadcast sponsor, sending a gift of $100. This generous gift pays for 1 week's broadcast on the station you listen to. We thank our broadcast sponsors for helping us buy radio time on 32 stations in 12 states across our nation. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free number is 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invite you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website is there to serve you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's christiancrusaders, all one word, .org. Hundreds of Pastor Larson's sermons are available to be read or printed. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa. Christian Crusaders is now in its 68th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcast.